House Resolution 6264 would require genetically modified finfish to be labeled in order for a company to sell that fish. Young says the requirement is good for the general public as well as for Alaskans.
It's definitely good for us because the key to our fish in Alaska is why our salmon industry is rebounded is we have wild Alaskan fish. And I think it's wrong to have a genetically fish created in competition and in fact and be sold side by side with a fish that it is wild and natural. And so there's a great deal of support for this type of legislation, by the way. This is not the only one. We've been fighting for years of genetically changed corn. So now this is a live species that could be in competition, genetically modified, that would, I think, be the public at least have the knowledge of what it has done.
Another bill, House Resolution 6265, would deem genetically engineered fish unsafe, and it would basically block FDA approval of the fish.
I might not win that one, but I'm going to bring that out in front, that they can't, in fact, improve this fish. Now, the argument they have, we're providing protein for the world, okay, then let them do it in China. They're doing everything else in China, but don't be in competition with naturally God-given wild fish in Alaska.
The Massachusetts-based company Aqua Bounty Technologies has applied for FDA approval of what it calls an Aqua Advantage salmon. That fish is an Atlantic salmon with a gene from the Pacific King salmon, which can grow to market size in just half the time of a typical Atlantic salmon, according to the company. It also contains what's called an antifreeze, a protein gene from a deep water fish called an ocean pout that also helps it with growth. A representative with Aqua Bounty said the company was not interested in commenting on the legislation. The company's CEO recently told the Wall Street Journal, quote, "We are disappointed that our elected officials would be swayed by hysteria and fear-mongering rather than publicly available facts on the FDA website," unquote. Aqua Bounty says their fish would reduce pressure on wild stocks, create jobs, and produce fish in onshore facilities closer to U.S. markets. The company says the onshore production would not allow escapes, and the new salmon will be females only and sterile, unable to crossbreed with other fish. The company also says there's no reason to require labeling. Petersburg's City Council this month joined the growing list of Alaska critics of genetically modified fish, and Governor Sean Parnell last month wrote to the FDA commissioner questioning the agency's review process and echoing concerns about potential impacts on wild salmon stocks. Young's resolutions have been referred to the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. Only the labeling requirement bill has drawn a co-sponsor. Another bill sponsored by Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro would also require labeling for genetically engineered salmon. The FDA and an advisory committee held public meetings on the Aqua Bounty Technologies application last month in Maryland. A decision on approving that fish could be months or years away. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.